Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Thank you. When you started G-Trance, it looked like you were lost, like you were fiddling around going like, oh, wait a minute, where is that? Where's that thing that I was supposed to use?
I still don't know exactly where everything is on here. I have a better idea than I did 8 months ago, but I still am remembering where it all is. I played it too fast, full discretion. I was trying to find the tempo on there, and I did not. That was the one I did.
Now, wouldn't call G-Trance a rollicking number?
I did something not a half hour ago that I already forgot how I did it. So I did it the way that it happened. Because I've done it a bunch of different ways. It's a song that you can play at any tempo. It's basically, you know, it's a finger exercise. So it's designed to be played at, you know, like a specific tempo, like for the time being, but not one specific one.
When you take this setup out to perform, I'm sort of wondering, is it like the whole experience for you as new as it is for the audience?
Yeah, I haven't done it that many times in front of people. My friend Caleb has been kind enough to let me use his garage where he puts shows on in his place.
Yeah, right.
He's been kind enough to let me just work it out, whatever it was going to be. He would hear pieces of it here and there, and so I got to work on it there a lot. I have to remember what's all going on in here.
I bet.
Thank you.
are you able to call this music, this sort of craft that you're undertaking, to be experimental music, electronic, ambient music?
There's definitely some things that, you know, you can make in this that are all those. You can make things that are just, there's no timing with them, they just are, you know. You can make whole songs in here, you can make a whole orchestra in there. They each do something a little bit different, you know, but I don't know what exactly to call it.
Yeah.
Late at night, I was just all right, laying in my bed, wide open eyes. Someone standing there, and they just stopped and stared, said, "Can I rest in your bed?" And I said, "Yes, here's my pillow, I'll go sit in the other room. Who are you?" From far away I couldn't say, and I wish I could. I just need some things, second set of tongues, ambidextrous lungs that breathe infinity. Hey, but it's just me, I'm a human man. Are you staying for the night? It's fine, who are you? Afterlife in the starry sky is trickling by at the speed of light. Maybe I'll go there, let me do my hair. It's all matted down, do I really care? I'm just around the corner now, zoning out into shades of brown, and I'm lying down. Who are you?
I actually very publicly declared that synthesizers were stupid probably not even 10 years ago, and I would never have one. I'd never want one in our band.
Do you remember why it is that you said that when you did?
Yeah, because I was a dummy. I was an acoustic guitar player.
Yeah, sure.
And that was it. And that was the whole, I, you know, if it couldn't be done on there, then it didn't matter to me at that time.
Uh-huh. Were there competing interests you had as a young person that were always sort of at battle with your interest in music?
Video games was definitely the first one, and TV. The music was getting in the way of my video gaming.
There's also sports, right?
And that too, you know, like, I always enjoyed it okay, but I found a real love for sports maybe when I was in middle school. That was just another thing, like everybody I knew was doing basketball and playing baseball in summer.
Was that your main sport?
No, my main sport was football.
Right. Has this foray into this, which sounds like it's about 8 months old?
It's probably, acquiring all of it and getting it together has probably been about 3 years.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
then I could go as far as I could go, further than the day before and sometimes after.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast. We want to thank Waffle the Rod for being a guest this evening for this special 900th broadcast of Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and future programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the program, let's bring back Waffle the Rod for one more tune.
This is called Beverly's Big Medium Purple Bucket Hat.
I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. And then I never lose a single thing I ever loved again. It doesn't seem to be a way can take it from you any day. But I want it without chains, so it may never stay. Whatever's clever, Beverly, if you ever remember me, I hope you laugh till it makes you mad. And I hope you're mad at the more that you laugh. For your trip, here's a big ice pack. Can we get across that? Can we get back? Whatever's clever, Beverly, if you ever remember me, I hope you laugh till it makes you mad. Little extreme, ain't no such thing. Peacock's wing, feathering, frogs fighting. I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. And that I'd never lose a single thing I ever loved again. I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. And that I'd never lose a single thing I ever loved again. I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. And that I'd never lose a single thing I ever loved again. I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. That I'd never lose a single thing I ever loved again. I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. That I'd never lose a single thing I ever loved again. I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. That I never lose a single thing I ever loved again. I miss my purple bucket hat, I wish that I could have it back. And that I never lose a single thing I ever loved again.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.